tears in any part of your body is called a
joint.
Okay. And the upper part of a man's body, you say, is his
chest.
And these would be the
shoulders.
Okay. And this is one
hand.
Two
hands.
Okay. And what you stand on?
Feet.
One is a
foot.
And above your feet, okay, above one foot is your
shin.
Okay, the whole thing.
Leg.
Okay. Suppose you're walking somewhere and you can't see where you're going and you trip over something, hit yourself like, you know, what would you call that?
Shin.
Okay. Suppose you're squatting down, sort of, okay, demonstration. Okay, let's say, you know, you're getting like this, you're taking down on your
knees.
Well, your knees aren't touching the ground, you just kind of sit on your knees. What would you call
it? Legs. Thighs.
Well, okay, but that's a kind of a polite word. Down on your side. Do you ever say haunches?
No.
Or conkers?
No.
How would you describe that basic position for the students?
Squatting.
Okay, anything else?
No.
Do you ever say somebody was hunkered down?
No.
Okay. Suppose somebody's been sick for a long time and say they're up in bed, but they still look a little bit
peaked.
Okay. How would you say that person felt?
Week.
You know, they're just getting out of bed. You know, so
feeble.
Okay. Any other expressions like that?
No.
Would you ever say king?
Yes. Okay. Puny.
Would you say that about, well, how would you use that?
You look puny.
Would you say about the way you feel? Suppose you've been sick.
Yes.
Feel okay.
Puny.
Mm-hmm. And it's sickly.
Yes. Sickly.
Okay. Alright, these are descriptors. A person who can lift heavy weights, you'd say he's very
strong.
Okay. Suppose a man is very big and muscular and athletic, you'd say he's very
muscular, well built.
Okay. Okay, suppose it's just a person who's sort of heavy set. Maybe it's not all muscle.
Stocky.
Okay, or another term for that? Suppose they're very healthy looking. They're more, you know, stocky.
Wholesome.
Okay. Would you ever be stout?
Yes, stout.
Okay. Well, does stout ever mean, butter turning bad?
No.
Okay. A person who's very easy to get along with.
Likeable. Okay.
Some other words.
Friendly.
No. Okay. Somebody that has a good disposition, everybody likes them. The same sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Never loses a temper.
Well tempered.
Okay. You say, you know, she's a really good roommate because she's so
easygoing.
Right. What would you say about a boy in his teens who has just shot up all of a sudden, and his arms and his legs are so long, he doesn't know what to do with it. He's always falling down. You'd say he's
growing like a weed.
Okay. How would you describe